Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
TikTok, clock says
right
7
time.
Past the hour.
Hi, the studio clock, TikTok, 7 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with his interpretation of the medical news of the week in a few minutes. Right now, though, join Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I as we go through a couple of more of the issues of the day. On the up and up today, U.S. markets will, in early trading, show well. After 6 straight days of feeling under the weather, so to speak, there's a rally going on in China. Surprise! Mm-hmm. Even though the devaluing of its currency didn't work, thanks to the Americans, once again, the Chinese are saved. It was bound to come back here first because we have the strongest of the markets. So when you look at this, when there's a slowdown, sometimes people would say, well, it starts here. I think, and I'm not an expert in this field by any stretch of the imagination, but my mind tells me that whenever there's been a slowdown, it has not ever started here. It starts in Europe. Remember the last, there was a little blip because of Greece, and that slowed things down, but it didn't really slow anything down here. And, you know, market was off 40 or 50 points on the day the Greeks came close to declaring bankruptcy and they couldn't make a deal in the European Union. If you think there wasn't a lot of conversation between the monetary heads in Europe and the monetary heads in America, you're foolish, because there certainly was. And so it's that collaboration. Now you can say, well, they're manipulating the market. Okay. So under the circumstances, is that bad? Those of you who are naysayers, oh, the economy is weak, we owe all that money. Yep, we all agree that we're in debt way too much. We're in debt to the Chinese. And once again, we've proven our friendship because we're shoring them up by making sure our market stays strong. That's basically what the Fed did, if you don't know it, or earlier in the week when they said, okay, no interest rate hikes this year. That solidifies,
they haven't
slows
locked that
down
in yet, but it's
what they're going to do.
Right. But is that the right thing? Isn't that kind of weird?
Well, what is the right? What isn't the right thing to stabilize things and make sure we all stay healthy?
You know what? Don't ask me that question, because what did I ask
you earlier on?
Yeah. I said, honestly, Doug, honestly, Ken, and Rich, I will now include you. Mm. Honestly, Rich, do you really understand what's going on, or do we just say what we hear?
We say what we have a basic understanding.
Hmm.
What goes up comes down.
Yeah,
comes
I can't tell you that I fully understand what those wackos up there in New York and around the world that...
Oh, I don't think they're wackos. I think they're pretty smart.
Look at
they take care of themselves very nicely.
I think they're all crazy. And I don't care, because I'm not going to need it for another 15 to 20 years. So.
I hope not. 25 years, maybe 30. Okay, let's get a quick round-the-table conversation going here. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the judge sentencing James Holmes to 12 lifetimes in prison. Now, with that, it seems redundant to say no parole. 12 life sentences plus an extra 3,318 years for good measure.
Right. He's never getting out.
They don't have the death penalty. He was found guilty of murdering those 12 people in the movie theater.
Now, what I'm surprised about is, why wasn't he in federal court? And federal court does have the death penalty. I'm surprised.
Who made the decision to try him in state court?
In Colorado, right.
Well, I don't have an answer to that. The jury,
because
I know, didn't agree on
were any of his crimes federal crimes?
Well, terror. I mean,
the
can
gun
we
laws.
Say?
No, I think it's... Yeah, I think that's a stretch, Jim.
You don't think it's terror?
No. I think it's mental illness coupled with a guy who's just crazed and full of hate. Wow, what?
I just went to try and quickly look up something. So in my Google search box, I put just the word Colorado.
Yeah.
The second search result, and this may be tied to me. I may have searched Colorado shooting, second search result. Everybody try that. See if Colorado shooting comes up in your first five.
Well, yeah, what comes up is how many of these things have happened. I said earlier, it's like they're trying to set a Guinness World Record for, apparently in this country, for how many people we can kill with a gun.
No, I have Colorado State Fair, Colorado
okay,
Bell.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's just my twisted you. Google.
Yeah, it could
search.
Be. Twisted.
I mean, I don't know what we really can say about this. Obviously, Nothing. It's good he's locked up. Yep. I mean, I'd rather
this
just spend
crazy,
10 cents
man.
on a couple of bullets and take him out of commission.
Is that all the bullet? What does a bullet cost? I don't know.
But it's not much. It takes How a lot less money than it's going to take to keep this young kid in prison his whole life.
I was going to do this gun thing with this buddy of mine where you take this tactical course for 2 days and you needed, like, well, whatever amount of rounds. It was $200 in ammo.
Mm. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little expensive. All right, anyway, I think we've taken care of Mr. Holmes. And there's a joke or two that goes with that, which we can leave off the discussion. What I do want to do is pause for a moment and get Dr. Ken Kronhaus in here, because there are a number of things going on medically this week that you ought to get the update on. So we'll have it for you next year on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. French nuclear companies are hoping to build a new generation of reactors. But last month, an underreported accident at a nuclear treatment center saw about 150 pounds of radioactive uranium seep into two major rivers, flowing into the Rhone. We now learn winemakers were watering vineyards and citizens have been washing and drinking the water. Today, people are using specially delivered plastic tanks of purified water, carrying it to bathrooms for washing and kitchens for cooking. Even their dogs drink bottled water, which is then left out for birds and wildlife. Last year, there were 86 level 1 nuclear incidents in France alone. And since the U.S. has twice the number of active nuke plants, just how many incidents do you suppose are happening underreported here?
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Daytona Beach is ground zero for shark attacks. Let's go swimming today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ride hard and surf less. Florida leads the world in unprovoked shark attacks, more than South Africa, more than Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Bite Week visitors seeking a splash might want to take a cue from locals who know bite odds are small, therefore they don't sweat the sharks. Fear of jaws will keep certain bikers restricted to knee-deep water, while others with a desire to be shark bait will dangle legs from the edge of a boogie board like a pair of ripe bananas. Most sharks let go after a single bite. Apparently we're not that tasty. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Every now and then, you may be required to complain about something, but there are people out there who complain about everything, and trust me, you do not want to be like them. Here's the social science of it. A friend of mine, head of consumer affairs for an incredibly expensive sports car manufacturer, noticed that those who bought their car to enhance their identity, they complained more and for no reason.
It's the crappiest piece of crap in crap town.
Those who bought the car for the love of the machine complained rarely to never and always tactfully.
It's fine. It's not great, but it's not the worst.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Identities can't be bought, but overcomplainers cheapen what little identity they have. Next time you're required to lodge a complaint, remember, your identity is showing. Quiet and consistent implies a class act. Got a question? Love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the star of our weekend get-together. Good Day Health is on the air live Saturday 7 to 9. If you want to call us with questions about your health and well-being, you're welcome to do that. 888-553-7536. That's the number to call. We're doing it live. Many of these same stations carry the program at one time or another. So if you got a question, Ken can answer it. You know how he comes across with his expertise and knowledge. For example, there's a study about the benefits of fish oil supplements. I'm interested in who paid for the study.
Well, your tax money paid for the study.
Ah, yeah.
If your daily routine involves taking a fish oil pill for your brain health, you may want to rethink that. In the largest and longest in duration national study of its kind, these researchers found that taking omega-3 supplements did not slow cognitive decline. Eating foods actually is much better. Eating foods naturally high in omega-3 fatty acids, Doug, we're talking about salmon, flaxseed, and walnuts is a better choice for all-around brain and heart health. Earlier studies had shown that for the heart, the omega-3, the fish oil capsules did not work. They don't cause any harm, but they're just a waste of money. And now we confirm it for the brain. So just eat it naturally in the food, but don't waste your money on supplements.
You wouldn't mind if I argued that point, but I'd go to three other studies that are from the same sort of ilk, and they'll tell you something different.
Well, but this is a higher powered, longer, bigger study that, and there's a big study in humans, so choose your study. But I would recommend, personally, I would recommend the natural way and not wasting your money.
Get as much fish every day as you can. I'm still taking the capsules, though.
They don't hurt. They just create a wallet biopsy.
What a great way of putting it. A wallet biopsy. All right, low vitamin D numbers now and what that may lead to.
This is out of PLOS Medicine Journal this week, Doug. Vitamin D deficiency has been linked with an increased risk of developing multiple sclerosis, and increasing levels of vitamin D may actually help lower the risk. So make sure the doctor checks your level. You want a level of at least 30, and then if it's not, talk to your doctor about how much vitamin D you should be taking. I also recommend about 10 to 15 minutes, at least 3 to 4 times a week, of unprotected sunlight. You know, we're so concerned, as we should be, about getting skin cancer that sometimes we don't get any sunlight. We need some for our bodies to naturally make vitamin D.
Ken, what medical journal did you say that came out of again?
It's called PLOS Medicine.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
PLOS.
Make sure you get that L in there, is what Rich is getting at.
All right. Let's spend a quick minute on sleeping with contact lenses and what's bad about that.
This is out of the CDC this morning. A new report by the CDC found that among the 41 million, I was amazed how many adults in America wear contacts. 99% of them wear, wash, or store their lenses in unhygienic ways. The most common mistakes are the following: sleeping or napping in contacts. Other mistakes that people report are failing to replace contacts in cases as often as recommended, showering with their lenses in, which can allow bacteria from the water to get onto the lenses, keeping old contact lens solution in the case, which loses its disinfecting power, and just topping it off with fresh solution.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about Neo 40 Super Beats. This is a particularly great time for people to start something new because it's back in the fall season and people are going back to work and to school. So what's the story from your perspective, Ken?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function. And it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited because I've finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods, they're rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. But however, as we age, it's harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining levels of nitric oxide production levels in the body.
Super Beats takes care of all that. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.